Final segment here as we recap Scott City's 41-0 victory over the Russell Broncos in Week 5 of high school football. Assistant Coach Landon Frank joined us for post-game and comments, and here's what he had to say.
Coach, good win for you guys on the road. Kind of inconsistent in that first half at times. There's some turnovers, just some things that shut down some drives. It looked like maybe you guys are trying some different things tonight, but as you saw the game tonight, how did you feel like you guys performed here?
You know, not too bad. It's pretty consistent what we have been doing. We're not finishing drives. We're having fumbles down at the end zone. Just things that we have to clean up. We have to have the discipline and just clean it up.
Well, and you had a nice drive starting there, and you only had a handful of snaps in your own territory all night. The field position you won, it started off right in the first quarter there, but you guys had some good sustained drives, and I thought it looked like the message in the locker room was kind of finish those drives here, because your three drives that you had for your varsity in the second half, they all resulted in touchdowns.
You know, I think the talk in the locker room was focus. You know, even though we're winning, just you got to focus a little bit and make things happen.
And the defense pretty much all night here, you guys were pretty dominant overall on defense here tonight. And shutting down Russell's passing or running plays, and you guys were right there before their running back was at all night.
That's kind of interesting. They actually changed formations from what we had seen on film, but we handled it fairly well handled them really well with the linebackers.
Pass defense, I thought, took a step forward. The coverage there tonight, your defense, I thought, took a step forward in your pass defense. And some kid, a tall kid, and can kind of see over that line of his, but you had some good pressure up from your front four.
Yeah, we had good coverage, and Caleb Vandergriff, he's really, really quick off the edge there or in the middle, and put a lot of pressure on him.
You know, back on the offensive side, Harrison, I thought he had a really good night passing the ball, and, you know, he did some things. He did a better job rolling out of the pocket tonight there and finding some good receivers, and he was thrown into a pretty stiff wind, and I thought he did a pretty good job launching that football in the wind.
You know, I think the wind actually helped him a little bit. It was probably blowing 30 mile an hour, which you would have thought the opposite, but he was having to push that ball a little bit harder and push it in there, and I think that helped him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a big lead. You were able to get some second-teamers in there, some JVs, some freshmen in there, and it was big for them because they don't have a game on Monday night. But, you know, they gave up the one big play, but against Russell's first team there, they had a nice four-down stop there late in the fourth quarter.
That's pretty exciting, both defense and offense. Offense come out. Lawson Bailey had a nice little pass down the field, and then he ran one. Dylan Metzger had a nice little run off to the side there. You know, they look good.
Well, a big win for you guys, and you get to 5-0 on the year, and you get to finally see the home blue uniforms next week. It's been a long time, but first time in a month there. You're going to be hosting the Beloit Trojans next Friday night. They were last check up 30-14 at halftime, and you know, this is going to be a good Beloit team, 2-2 coming in.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be at home. At least we don't have to go to both Concordia and Beloit like we've done for the last 2 years. Russell kind of seems short compared to those two towns.
But so here we are, five games into the season and a nice road win. And, you know, it's tough sometimes to stay focused on the road, but you guys did enough here on this road trip to get three wins in a row there.
Yep, that's great. We'll see what happens at home.
All right. Well, congratulations, 5-0 start, and thanks again for joining me here, Coach, and we'll see you back home next week.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you there to Assistant Coach Landon Frank for joining their post-game. Beavers winning it 41-0. Third shutout of the year for Scott City as they proved a 5-0 on the year. They've only given up 10 points. That's the state best in Class 3A. And no offensive or no touchdowns scored by the opposing team on offense. And that's through the first five games. It's been a long time since that's happened, since 1984, when Scott City actually shut out their first six opponents that year before giving up a couple of our scores in week 7, week 8, and losing those games. But anyways, back to here, Scott City dominated probably time of possession. Don't have those numbers, but they dominated the ground game and also the passing game. 260 rushing yards for the Beavers. They're led by Hunter Yeager with 71. Brandon Winterland had 68 yards, and K.O. Goodman had 54. Parker Good, 59. Brandon Winterland and Caleb Goodman each with two rushing touchdowns. Parker Gooden and Hunter Yeager each adding a touchdown. Harrison King, he had 11-15 passing night there for about 158. Leading receiver was Parker Gooden, three receptions, 53 yards. Hunter Yeager had 38 on two catches. And then Lawson Bailey actually had one pass completion, good for 19 yards to Jace Thomas. Scott City with 437 yards of offense, 18 first downs. They were 5 of 11 on third downs, 3 of 5 on fourth downs, had 5 penalties, 30 yards, 1 turnover. They'd be plus 1 on the night, putting them at minus 1 in the turnover ratio for the year. Russell would end up with 57 yards of offense unofficially, 49 through the air, 8 on the ground. And it was Jacob Song, who was just 3 of 10 passing with 2 picks in the game. They were 1 of 2 on fourth downs. They were 0 for 9, make that 0 for 10 on third downs, were the Russell Broncos. They only had 3 first downs the entire night. Scott City just bottled them up on defense once again as Russell drops to 0-5 on the year. Scott City's now won 35 consecutive district games. That goes back to October of 2008. That was in week 9 when they started that streak there. They've also improved to 9-2 against the North Central Activities Association all-time. A good mark there. In fact, the only two losses by NCAA teams have been to the Beloit Trojans, who come to town on Friday night. And it should be a good one for homecoming for Scott City. Definitely going to be a chilly one. But Beloit, they are 3-2 on the year. They had a 46-12 home win against the Goodland Cowboys on Friday night at Trojan Field there in Beloit. Their losses to a 4-1 Southeast of Saline team and then a 5-0 Colby team. They lost to Colby by just 1 point, so their loss is not bad at all. But this is a pretty good team. A lot of seniors, not a lot of depth, but it should be a fun game at Darner Field on Friday night, and it would be great to be back at the friendly confines of Darner Field. Thanks again for listening to another edition of Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. I hope to get another one here for you next week. I'm Adam Kadavy, and have a great week.